今天我们要读的圣经在马太福音第五章里面。
We want to read Matthew chapter 5.
我直接把它念出来。
I will read it directly.
耶稣说：“饥渴慕义的人有福了。”
Jesus Christ said, "Blessed are they who hunger for righteousness."
因为他们必得饱足。
Because they will be filled.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
因为他们必得饱足。
For they will be filled.
我们大家一同看第六节。
Verse 6.
一同来读。一、二、三。饥渴慕义的人有福了。因为他们必得饱足。再念一次。一、二、三。饥渴慕义的人有福了。因为他们必得饱足。这是我们的主登山宝训前面几个福分中间里面的一个。
This is one of the many themes in the Beatitudes.
这句圣经提到我们感情里面有一个渴慕。
Here it tells us that in our emotion there is a certain longing.
这个渴慕跟我们肉身肉体的欲念是没有关系。
Not related to our physical desires.
这是脱离了我们自己本身对另外一些重要的对象产生的爱慕。
And this is a longing that transcends ourselves towards another party.
而且完全不是为了满足我们肉身的需要。
It is not for the satisfaction of our physical needs.
乃是满足我们心灵的需要。
But for our spiritual needs.
我们这个时候求主给我们智慧明白这些话语。
We ask that the Lord grant us wisdom to understand
it. 上个礼拜我们提到感情里面有一些的渴慕，这些的渴慕有时就进到犯罪的可能中间去。
Last week we mentioned how some of our desires can create sin.
我们举了几个很重要的例子。
We gave a few important illustrations.
大卫爱慕别人妻子。
Especially when David loved the wife of another person.
贪慕哥利亚的妻子。
He wanted the wife of Uriah.
就使他受试探，借刀杀人。
Because of that, he was tempted and he murdered someone else.
把这乌利亚派在前线很危险的地方。
And he sent Uriah to the front line.
当乌利亚被杀之后呢
？After Uriah was killed,
改了一个脸孔。
He changed his
look. 以慈爱、慈善的动机，把寡妇娶过来，来帮助他，来满足他。
And David pretended to be compassionate and took care of the widow.
这都是从心里面一种错误的爱慕产生出来。
All this came about from the wrong desire.
我们的神看见了这个事情。
Our Lord witnessed this.
大卫在屋顶上看见乌利亚的妻子。
When David saw Bathsheba on the rooftop.
神在天上看见他在屋顶上看到什么。
God could see him while he was at the rooftop.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们心中所想的
The things that we think in our
我们所爱慕的
The things we long after,
我们神都知道
Our Lord knows all this.
那我们今天应当爱慕的是什么事情呢
So what should we long after today?
我们不单单有世界在肉身上的需要
Not only do we have physical needs in this world,
我们被造更有一个心灵上的需要
We have been created with spiritual needs.
是心灵的需要怎么样得到满足
How are we satisfied spiritually?
远远超过肉体的需要怎么样得到满足更重要的
This is far more important than physical needs.
这是神造人很特别的一种相对性
This is a relative thing that is created in us.
就是我们里面有主观的需要
And that is, we have a subjective need.
外面去客观满足我们里面主观需要的具体的这个实体。
But there is something outside of us that is objective that can satisfy us.
需要食物的人
，a person that needs food.
上帝造了食物供应他的需要。
Was given food created by God.
我们需要呼吸。
We need to breathe.
上帝供应这个气息。供应这个空气来满足我们气息的需要。
And God provided air for us.
我们里面有美感的需要。
We have a need for aesthetic beauty.
上帝创造美丽的世界满足我们的需要。
And the Lord created a beautiful world for us.
我们里面有什么需要？
Whatever we need inside of us.
上帝在创造自然的时候就为我们预备了这些所需要。
God would have provided for us when He created the world.
这样里面的追求表现出来的时候。
When we express our searching and our desires,
外面的供应就吃下来了。
There is providence outside of us.
这是神给我们的恩典。
This is His grace.
但是圣经告诉我们，人不但是被造在这个状况中间。
But the Bible tells us that we are not only created in this manner.
上帝还创造人有一个渴慕真理的心。
The Lord has created a desire for truth in us.
渴慕正义的心。
A desire for righteousness.
所以这样呢，神就用更高一层的实体来供应我们里面这些比较高尚的需要。
And for all these more profound needs, the Lord also provided.
神本身是一切完美的完美。
God Himself is the ultimate good.
神本身是一切最完全中间的最完全。
He is the perfection of all perfections.
所以当人被造的时候，
When man was created,
上帝就把人造在一个有完美的追求的心智里面。
And God created us with a desire for perfection.
人之所以有绝对的观念，
for us to have the concept of the absolute.
人之所以有求全的心理，
for us to have this desire for perfection.
这些都证明人是按照上帝的形象样式造的。
All this proves that we have been made in the image of God.
当我们借助宗教追求永恒价值的时候，
When we seek for eternal values through religiosity,
我们借助艺术追求最理想的美的时候，
When we express the most ideal beauty through art,
我们借助科学追求真正的事实的时候，
When we try to find the truth through scientific methods,
这不但是我们里面主观的一种渴求而已。
This is not just a subjective desire inside of us.
神也为我们预备了那个真正的实体，可以供应我们里面的需要。
We know that God has prepared an actual object to satisfy our needs.
当一个人能够超脱物质的需要，追求更高尚的层次的东西的时候，
When a person is able to transcend his physical need into the more higher level,
这个人生命的价值就提升起来了。
The value of his life would have been enhanced.
这是动物绝对没有的事情。
This is something you will not find among the animals.
孟子所讲的食，食而性也。
Mencius says that food and sex is part of our lives.
不过是告诉我们这是肉体的一个简单的最基本的需要而已。
But his description is merely a physical need of the humankind.
如果人只在食色性也得到满足的话，
If the humankind can only be satisfied in all these prosaic things,
那么人与动物就没有什么分别了。
We do not have much difference between ourselves and the animals.
人之所以是人，
For us to be human beings,
人有追求形上东西的可能。
It comes about because we look for the metaphysical.
人有追求超物质东西的可能。
We seek for things that transcend the physical.
人甚至有追求超时间、超空间的事物的可能。
We even go for the possibility that transcends time and space.
那么这些超时间、超空间、超物质东西到底存在不存在呢？
But are there objects that actually transcend time space?
唯物论的人用最低的层次的逻辑去说这些东西是不存在的。
People that believe in materialism say that this does not exist.
但我们生命，我们心灵的深处告诉我们，因为我们有这样的需要，就显明这些一定是存在。
But in our very life, deep in our heart, we know that we have such desires, so we know they exist.
如果超时间的东西是不存在的，
If things that transcend time does not exist,
为什么我们会思想死以后的状况呢？
Why do we even ponder about the afterlife?
死就是我们时间的一个结束。
Death would have been the end of our time.
当超越时间的限制做思考的时候，
But when we think about things that transcend the limitation of time,
岂不显明你里面有个超时间的本体在里面存在着？
Does that not mean that in the first place there's the essence that transcends time within you?
所以我们对超物质的要求，
So we have a need that transcends the material.
我们对超时间的探求，
We want to seek after things that transcends time.
我们对超空间的要求，
We desire things that transcend space.
这些都证明我们的心灵是大于物质界的范围的。
All this proves that our heart is much greater than the physical world.
人的伟大就在乎他心灵里面的伟大，不在乎他身体的伟大。
The greatness of a person is determined by the greatness of his heart and not his physical body.
人的伟大不在乎他有限制的时间中的影响，那是在乎他超时间的历史历代的影响。
And the greatness of a person will be determined on his influence beyond time.
人所得到的成就不是用空间的范围来限制他，乃是在超空间的范围里面他的成就来衡量你。
Our accomplishments are not measured by physical things but by things that transcend time space.
我们应当渴慕超物质的事情。
And so we need to seek after things that transcend the material.
应当渴慕有限之外的无限。
And seek after the infinite beyond the finite.
因为神本身是无限的。
God Himself is infinite.
按照神的形象样式所被造的人就有无限的观念。
Since we have been created in His image, we have the concept of the infinite.
因为神本身是绝对的。
Because God Himself is absolute.
所以按照上帝的形象样式被 被造的人有绝对的需求。
And so the human being made in His image has absolute needs.
神本身是完美的。
God is perfect.
所以按照上帝的形象样式被造的人具有完美的一个科目。
And so we make it in the image of God has a desire for perfection.
这样求全之心。
And so the longing for perfection.
理想最高的观念。
The concept of the highest ideal.
完美的需要。
The need for perfection.
绝对的精神。
The spirit that is absolute.
都显明我们是与动物不一样。
All this show us that we are different from the animals.
这就是人之所以伟人的所在。
And this is why we are unique beings.
所以今天我们不奇怪有的人很不满意自己。
And therefore, let us not be curious why people are not satisfied with themselves.
不满自己的人常常活在非常大的愁苦的中间。
People who are dissatisfied with themselves often suffer.
他如果可能的话，不要这样活下去，他也甘愿的。
Some people are willing just to end their life.
但是竟然这种人的生活活得比别人更有意义。
But people who are dissatisfied with themselves often live a more meaningful life.
到底是一个讽刺呢？
It is ironical.
是一种矛盾呢？
And contradictory.
或者一种超现实的一个表达呢？
Or is this an expression that transcends the reality of life?
为什么那些不满意自己的不完全的人，常常比那些满意自己已经差不多完全的人要更完全呢？
Why is it that people that are not satisfied with their own life want perfection more than those who are easily satisfied?
为什么那些完全主义者过了一个很痛苦，常常自己责备自己的生活？
Why are perfectionists living a very sad life where they always rebuke themselves?
因为你求全的心使他们发现自己的不全。
It is because they seek after perfection that they found imperfection in their life.
所以他们越有崇高的目的，越感到自己没有办法达到。
The higher their aspirations, the more they feel they cannot reach it.
也没有办法达到，就感到也自己对自己的批判。
And the more they miss their mark, the more they rebuke themselves.
这种的观念只有神的生命才有的。
Such concept only exists in the life given by God.
伟大的人常常不感到自己伟大。
Therefore, a great person often does not feel himself to be great.
最有成就的人也不感到自己到底有什么成就。
And a person that has accomplished much will often not realize that.
这些人讲的话中间不是故弄虚玄，也不是假冒的谦卑。
When you listen to these people, you do not find false humility.
他们是事实的，很实在的。他们把矛盾的内心的这种状况表现出来。
Sincerely, they express this heart that is ironical.
贝多芬死以前讲什么话呢？
Before Beethoven died, he said,
难道我只写这几个音符就要离开世界？
Am I to leave the world just after these simple notes that I've written?
巴哈又讲什么话呢？
Bach said,
如果你们像我一样的努力，你们都有可能有我已经有的成就。
If you work as hard as I did, you could have accomplished the same thing.
为什么这些最伟大的人对自己一生的成就是这样的看的这么轻，看的这样少呢？
Why did all these great men look so lightly upon their accomplishments?
是不是因为他天才，所以他小小的成就是我们一生就是活了几世都没办法达到的？
But they were great genius and their little bit of work has overshadowed all our lives.
不是的，那是因为他们无限的要求来看他们有限的成就的时候，就微不足道了。
It is because they have infinite demand upon themselves, so they look upon their work as finite.
这种的渴慕是很有价值的。
Such a longing has great value.
当巴哈还11岁的时候
，When Bach was 11 years old,
因为他的父亲早死
，His father died early,
所以他就跟着他的哥哥生活。
So he lived with his brother.
那么他很羡慕一些伟大的乐曲。
He admired great musical pieces.
他哥哥厨子里面就有几本的乐谱是他没有的。
And his brother had several of these works in his cabinet.
自己也有一份。
And Bach wanted one of these.
但他买不起。
But he couldn't afford to buy
it. 他也不能很详细的研究。
And he could not study in detail.
最好的办法就是他自己偷偷的把他哥哥的乐谱拿出来，然后抄一遍，自己有了一份以后就容易研究这个应用了。
And the best method for him was to take the manuscript from his brother and copy it.
但是他又不喜欢他的哥哥知道他抄他的乐谱。
But he did not want his brother to find this out.
要等到哥哥睡觉了。
He waited for his brother to go to sleep.
3:30夜光够亮的时候。
In the middle of the night when the moon was out.
他就去把乐谱偷出来。
He would take the manuscript out from the cabinet.
五线谱的一个字一个字照抄。
And copy every musical note.
那是用很大很大的眼光眼力。
And you have to strain your eyes.
所以这个非常烧眼 非常伤他的眼力的。
Something that is physically difficult.
可能这就是他年老的时候两个眼睛都眼瞎的原因。
Perhaps this was the reason why he was blind. 那么
一本不太会的乐谱抄了半年才差不多抄完。
He took 6 months to finish a simple manuscript.
当他快要抄最后一段快要结束的时候。
When he was about to finish the last stanza,
想不到给他哥哥发现了。
He was caught by his brother.
为什么偷我的又扑出来
？The brother asked, "Why did you steal?"
为什么在月光下面
？Why are you copying this?
你知道不知道这个潮湿的露水会把我的又扑弄坏吗
？Do you not know that the dew would have spoiled the musical score?
把原谱抢回去。
And so he took back the original score.
半年苦苦抄的东西就要撕破，把它丢在垃圾。
And destroyed his copy.
哦，他的心像被撕裂一样的痛苦。
And Bach felt very sad.
但是这个小孩子
，But he was a child.
就从今以后就 come out 真理 ，come out in you， 我就不惜付这样的代价来得到他心里所渴慕的东西。
From that time onwards, he was determined to spend the rest of his life to seek after the truth and music.
人类历史有这种 come out 的人，大有人在。
There are many people in the history of humanity that has such longing.
有多少富贵家庭的子弟有书读，偏偏不要读。
But there are many children of rich family who would not want to study.
但有多少寡妇的孩子，多少孤儿，多少贫穷的家庭，他们哭着为什么我没有机会上学。
But children of widows and orphans will often cry out for the opportunity to study.
他们心中对修辞的渴求，对真理的渴慕，真的非常感动人。
There is this great thirst for knowledge in their hearts.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们到底做一个怎样的人
？What sort of person are we？
我们有没有渴慕的心呢
？Do we have a heart that longs after things？
大家常常走200公里的路，为了去听一个人演奏风琴。
Bach would often travel 200 kilometers on foot just to listen to our concerto.
从他的家乡走路200公里到那一个音乐家开音乐会的地方，是经过几天几夜才能到。
He had to spend many days on foot just to listen to a recital.
那个时候，巴哈只有10多岁的孩子。
He was just a teenager.
一个人一个钟头可能会走大概5-6公里。
We can walk about 5 kilometers an hour.
一天一直走，最多5-6十公里。
If you walk the whole day, maybe 50 kilometers.
所以他要走几天的路，几夜在路书才能到那个地方。
And so he had to walk for many days to reach his destination.
他到那里的时候已经精疲力尽了。
He must have been very tired.
聚精会神听风琴的演奏。
But he concentrated on the recital of the organ.
演奏一个音乐会1-2个钟头以后，他又要走200公里的路回自己的家。
After the recital for 2 hours, he had to walk for days again to go home.
这样的渴慕。
But he has such determination.
虽然爱音乐的心
，a heart that loves music so much，
就已经使我们每个人看了以后呢，我惭愧到无地自容。
Because of that, I feel ashamed myself.
世界上竟然有这样渴慕某一种东西的人
，that there is such a person that desires so much a certain thing.
今天我们看见大多数的人最渴慕的不是钱，就是女人。
Many of us desire money or women.
为这件事情，我们可以打仗，我们可以做奋斗，我们可以付很多的代价做牺牲。
We are willing to sacrifice our lives and going to battle for these things.
多少的人为真理渴慕到这个地步呢
？But are there people who thirst after the truth in this?
耶稣基督说：“饥渴慕义的人。”有福了。
Jesus Christ said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness."
因为他们必得着饱足。
For they will be filled.
我相信上帝不亏有心的人。
I do believe that God honors those who are genuine in their
heart. 哪一个人渴慕什么东西，神会常常把他所渴慕的给他。
And the Lord will often grant what we sincerely seek after.
使你所爱慕的可以滋润你的心。
That the things you desire may fulfill your heart.
使你所渴求的可以使你的百结百顾得到滋润。
That you may be fulfilled because of the things you desire that you can get.
如同你的全身得到滋润，如同这骨节骨髓都得到滋润一样。
As if your entire body is anointed with oil and everything goes smooth.
耶稣基督说：“饥渴慕义的人有福了。”
Jesus Christ said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness."
必得着满足。
For they shall be filled.
我们从圣经里面看见了几个很大的科目，是我们基督徒应当好好学习的。
In the Bible, we see many areas of longing and thirst that Christians ought to learn.
一样就是渴慕上帝。
The first one is we ought to long for God.
四大派的哲学里面
，in the teaching of the agnostics，
他的宇宙中间有一个母体的理性。
They say that there's a reason that is like a mother body.
这个母体的理性是全世界所有的人思想的源头。
This is the source of all the thoughts of the entire world.
所以讲，一个人把一桶的水搬动的时候
，When a person moves a pail of water，
他搬动这一盘子水的时候，就走，就水滴在这里一滴，滴在那里一滴，结果呢，到处都有小小滴的水。
As he move along, there were droplets of water will fall everywhere.
但是这一盆的水是整个被滴出去的水的母体。
But the pail of the water is the mother body of all the water.
那些小点的水一直想回家，联合于这个母体。
And all the droplets that have been spilled wants to go back to the mother body.
这就是人的思想看不真理的原因。
This is why we seek after the truth.
四大派的这种思想。
This is stoic thinking
是可能产生世界合一、世界人类大同的一个很重要的这个仪式。
Perhaps it's a good inspiration for universalism.
所以他说那个母体叫做 logos.
So they say that the mother body is called logos.
我们每个脑里都滴了一滴理性的这个小点，这个叫做 logos.
And they say there is a logos in our mind, a little droplet of the truth.
每个人里面都有理性。
Every one of us have a reason.
每个人头脑都会思想真理。
All of us think about the truth.
真理到底是不是我想出来的？
But is the truth a product of my thoughts?
真理到底是不是我里面的？
Or is it within me?
我里面是个有限的理性功能。
We have a finite reasoning power.
真理的本身是超有限的。
Surely the truth transcends the finite.
所以真理的本身是无限的。
And so the truth must be infinite.
那个无限的理性的母体。
And the mother body of the truth,
就叫做 cosmic reason,
is called the cosmic reason.
就叫做 logos,
logos,
就是约翰福音所讲的道那一个字。
The Gospel of John says in the beginning.
我们每个人很想回家。
So they say that every one of us want to go back
home. 因为我们觉得我们的这个理性应当归到一个母体才得到安息。
We believe that we can find rest when we return.
这个是斯多派哲学很伟大的地方。
This is one of the greatness of the Stoic philosophy.
告诉我们事情不是这样。
But the Bible says it's not so simple.
圣经说我们是按照上帝的形象样式而被造的。
The Bible says we have been made in the image of God.
所以我们里面有像神的本性。
And so there is an essence within us that is like God.
里面有神形象样式的灵魂。
There is a spirit that is a God-like.
所以人有思念神的可能。
So we think about God.
这就是宗教动机的所在。
This is where the motive of religion comes from.
宗教的动机是真正想回到神那里去的话。
If the motive of true religion is to return to God.
今天的许多的宗教已经沦为只要得到丰富的知识、丰富的物质、丰富的享受、丰富的钱财就满足的话。
If the religion today tells us that all we need is abundance in all things.
这些就证明宗教已经受了堕落所影响了。
We would therefore see that religion has been influenced by the fall of man.
我们已经被堕落所玷污的。
That we have been stained by the fall.
我们已经被堕落所限制的。
That we have been limited by the fall.
我们在玷污的中间，我们没有办法得到最纯洁的科目。
And because of that, we cannot find the most pure form of desire for God.
许多人所谓到神的面前，他们不过是要神的福气，而不是要神的自己。
Many people say they come before God, but they come before God for His blessing.
许多人到庙里面，到清真寺里面，到礼拜堂里面，他要上帝给他们他们所要求的，而不是要他们满足神对他们所要求的。
Many people go to the temple, the mosque, the church to seek for things that they want, not what God wants.
所以这个 pollution, 这 distortion in religion, 根本就是一个罪恶已经存在的证明。
This is the proof that sin already exists because it pollutes our religion.
但是圣经告诉我们世人的主啊，我渴慕你。
But the Bible says, the psalmist says, O Lord, I search after you.
我渴慕神的自己。
I seek after God Himself.
如同鹿渴慕溪水一样。
Like a deer that pants for water.
西敏寺的问答告诉我们。
Westminster Confession of Faith.
人生最大的目的。
That we are the ultimate goal.
就是可以荣耀上帝。
Our ultimate goal is to glorify God.
又可以享受上帝。
And enjoy Him forever.
所以我要问基督徒，我们有没有享受过上帝？
My question for Christians is, do we enjoy God?
当我们被造的本性跟创造我们 上帝的这个心脏源头结合在一起的时候
When we are one with the creator that created us
我们可以享受神
We can enjoy him
你看那个小小的 baby 在母亲的怀中睡觉的时候
When a baby is sleeping in the bosom of his mother
那个享受不是其他的东西可以替代的事情
That enjoyment is something that cannot be replaced
你给 baby 东西吃
If you feed a baby,
你给他牛奶喝
If you give him milk,
你给他很多的玩具
If you give him lots of toys,
都没有办法代替他在母亲怀中的温暖，从生命最高最高的满足。
All this cannot replace the warmth and satisfaction he has when he is in the arms of his mother.
所以也是奥古斯丁所说的 God, you are great God, you have created us in your own image and likeness, and in a restless soul, until we return to you.And get rest only in you.
阿古斯丁说：“上帝，你是伟大的上帝，你创造我们，我们不能够得到安宁，除非我们回到你那里去。”
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以我们要渴慕上帝。
So we need to long after God.
对上帝的渴慕。
The longing for God
是一切真正其他的渴慕的价值的源头。
It is the basis of all longing.
哦，圣经说我们应当如此渴慕上帝。
The Bible says we need to seek after God in this land.
天上我还有谁呢
Who else is there in heaven?
在地上我也没有说爱我的
And there is no one else I love on earth.
全城人 come on 的最重要最优先的一个对象
God ought to be the first priority of my longing.
第二样
Secondly,
我们的 come on 神的真理
We need to seek after the truth of God.
第二样圣经里面记载给我们的
This is the second thing the Bible says.
义的内容就是真理
The content of righteousness is truth
义的本质就是圣洁
The essence of righteousness is holiness
义的态度就是公平
The attitude of righteousness is justice
义的神圣的这种态度对罪恶就是威严
The holy attitude of righteousness is authority
所以当你饥渴慕义的时候
So when you seek and thirst after righteousness
你一定要渴慕在义里面的真理的内容
You must first thirst after the truth.
今天为什么礼拜天你已经很累了，晚上参加这个聚会呢
？Why are you here this evening, although you are very tired?
是不是要看一个漂亮的电影明星呢
？Is it because there is a handsome movie star here?
不是，今天讲到的是个老人家，没有什么可爱的。
Today the person who is speaking to you is very old.
今天你是不是来看一个很会唱歌的歌星呢
？Are you here because there is a great singer here?
不是的
，No.
因为这里没有用什么歌声来吸引你。
We are not attracting you with songs.
但你盼望得着真理。
But you seek after the truth.
你盼望明白上帝的心意。
You want to understand the will of God.
你盼望明白圣经的奥秘。
You hope to understand the mystery of His word.
你来了。
And so you are here.
你等候。
You waited.
你倾听。
You listen.
因为你心中渴慕上帝的道。
Because in your heart you thirst after the word of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
让这个世界有更多这一类的人。
When there are more people like this in the world.
世界的罪恶一定减少。
The sins of the world would have been reduced.
让世界有更多这样的人的时候。
When the world has more people like that.
人的价值就应当提升了。
Our value would have been enhanced.
人的生命就更加满足了。
Our life would be more satisfied.
因为只有上帝的道才能真正满足人的内心。
Only the word of God can fully satisfy us.
其实我有许多事情想到听听听的这个重要性。
Many a times I think about the importance of listening.
神对以色列人说你要听。
The Lord said to the Israelites, listen.
所以希伯来文化就变成一个听的文化。
And the Hebrew culture becomes a culture of listening.
因为希伯来人听上帝的话。
The Israelites listen to the word of God.
希伯来人变成信上帝的文化。
And the Hebrews become a people that believe in God.
我们若不听，我们怎么能信呢
？How can we believe when we do not listen?
因为信道是从听到来的。
The Bible says believing comes from hearing.
我们如果不听，我们怎么能求呢
？How can we seek after Him if we do not listen?
如果没有纯正的信仰，你就不能祈求。
If you do not have pure faith, you cannot.
如果我们听不清楚，我们怎么能讲呢
？How can we preach when we do not listen carefully?
一个人哑巴不是因为他的声带不能发出声音。
A person is mute not because his voice box is damaged.
一个人哑巴因为他耳朵的震膜不能听见声音。
A mute person is often because he is deaf.
所以当一个人真正有一个很好的听的生活的时候。
When a person leads a life of careful listening,
他整个灵性都慢慢走入正轨了。
His entire spirituality would have been brought back to the correct path.
渴慕上帝话语的人。
A person that thirsts after the word of God.
听上帝话语的人。
A person that listens to his word.
照着上帝话去遵行的人是个有福气的人。
A person that obeys his word is blessed indeed.
这个福气是个最上好的福分。
This is the best of the blessings.
所以耶稣基督对马大说，你为许多的事而愁烦。
Jesus Christ says to Martha that you are worried about many things.
为许多的事繁忙。
That you are anxious and busy over all things.
你的妹妹玛利亚已经选了上好的福分，是人不能夺取的。
But your sister Mary has chosen the better blessing than
Mary. 玛利亚选了什么福分呢？
What did Mary do?
选了一个坐下来听主耶稣讲话的一个福分。
She chose the blessing of sitting down and listening to Christ.
如果神不愿意把这愿意吃下来的时候，
When the Lord refuses to let us have His word,
我们可过一个四百年没有先知可怕的时代。
The world could pass 400 years without a prophet.
当神愿意把话赐给我们的时候，
But when the Lord is willing to give us His word,
还有智慧的人就抓住机会聆听上帝的话。
A person who is wise will immediately seize the opportunity to listen to
him. 这些人的心是渴慕真理的人。
These people have a heart that thirsts after the truth.
今天我一个很难过的感受。
There is a very sad feeling for me today.
今天教会错误的困难的问题在哪里呢？
What is the problem with the church today?
口没有找到适当的耳朵，耳朵没有找到适当的口。
The problem is that the speech has not found the correct listening, and the correct ears have not found the correct speech.
那些纯正信仰的人没有勇敢热心到处传道。
In other words, those who have the pure faith have not preached the gospel boldly.
那许多教会充满人的人听不见讲台上纯正的真理。
And on the contrary, many churches have many people cannot hear the pure gospel.
所以正当的耳朵没有听见正当的舌头的言语的时候，这是教会的危机。
The church is in crisis because the ears cannot hear the right message.
当有正当的口可以讲的时候，却没有好好让人听见，这是教会的另外一个危机。
Another crisis occurs when the correct message cannot be heard by others.
主说日子要到，人饥饿，不是因为没有饼。人干渴，不是因为没有水。
The Lord said that the day will come when people hunger not because there's no bread, or they thirst not because there's no water.
是因为没有耶和华的原因。
But because they do not have the word of God.
所以求主帮助我们成为一群渴慕真理的人。
May the Lord help us to be people who seek after His word.
渴慕上帝话语。
That we will thirst after His word.
主啊，我渴慕你。
Oh Lord, I thirst after you.
主啊，我来到你面前。
I come before you.
主啊，我需要你。
I need you.
因为我是你为你自己而被造。
Because I have been created by you for you.
你把我造成一个没有你就永远没有安息的灵魂。
You have created me to be a spirit that cannot find rest without you.
我到你的面前渴慕你，如鹿渴慕溪水一样。
And so I come before you and I thirst after you like the deer that pants for water.
主啊，我渴慕你的话语。
Oh Lord, I thirst after your word.
主啊，我渴慕你的真理。
I thirst after your truth.
主啊，我盼望明白你心中所启示的奥秘。
I desire to know the mystery in your heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
请问你家里有几本属灵的书？
How many spiritual books are there in your home?
你宁愿用钱买许多没有用的东西，很少买好好的属灵书来看。请问你对得起你自己吗？
Are you right with yourself when you spend a lot of money on a lot of trivial things instead of spiritual books?
今天我们吃一盘饭几十块，我们认为很便宜，买一本书五块，贵得不得了。
When we have great meal and it costs a lot of money, we think it is cheap, but we are not willing to part with $5 for a book.
今天用12块美金，25块新加坡钱，你要买一个很好的这个录音，就是歌星唱的歌，你感到很值得。
We think it is worthwhile when we spend about US$12 to buy a CD by a commercial artist.
但是你买一个真正好的解经的 CD， 你感到太浪费钱。
But when you buy a true CD that has good expository preaching, you think it's a waste of money.
到底对上帝的道渴慕到什么地方？
So how much do we truly thirst after the word of God?
香港有一个人对我说，我从很远的北方特别到香港来找你的录音带。
In Hong Kong, someone said that I travel a long distance from the north to look after you, to seek for your audio tape.
印尼还有一些人对我说，他坐飞机到新加坡要找我中文的录音带。
In Indonesia, some people say they flew to Singapore to look for my tapes in Mandarin.
因为在印尼买不到这些东西。
They cannot find it in Indonesia.
因为在中国的北方买不到这些东西。
Or in northern China.
所以他们越走越深越沉。 翻山越岭，要寻找上帝的真理。
There are people who seek after all these places for the truth of God.
我们花多少钱去买树林的书籍？
How much money have we spent on
spiritual books?
How much time have we spent to listen to the word of God?
你注意你生命中间最多改变的时刻，就是因为你听上帝的话语的时刻。
If you observe your life, you will realize that you have been transformed when you listen to the word of God.
有时候在上帝的道里面有一两句话，就改变了你整个生命的态度。
Sometimes within the word of God, there is only one or two sentences that will transform your entire life.
你可以想象那一次的聚会你不参加，你今天变成怎么样吗？
Can you imagine what sort of person you would have been if you missed the gathering?
我不敢想象，我17岁的时候没有参加那些聚会，我今天到底做什么工，过怎样的生活，成为一个怎样的老人？
I really cannot imagine what sort of an old person I would become if I missed those gatherings when I was 17.
让我们真正渴慕上帝话语的时候，
when we truly seek and thirst after His word,
神用一些很简单的话改变了我们一生的方向。
God may use some very simple sentence to change our direction of life.
随着他心中的奥秘填满我们的追求。
When the mystery of His heart fulfill our life,
使我们的生命丰盛起来。
Our life will become abundant.
使我们的生活更正起来。
That our lifestyle will become correct.
使我们的方向清楚过来。
That we will have a clear direction.
使我们内容丰富起来。
That we will have abundant content in our life.
神真理有的能力。
This is the power of the truth of God.
第三样。
Thirdly,
我们要追求上帝的国同他的义。
We need to long after His kingdom and His righteousness.
什么叫追求上帝的国同他的义呢？
What does this mean?
我个人把这个解释成上帝国度的扩张跟上帝本性的人间的扩散。
My own explanation is the extension of the kingdom of God and the expansion of the attribute of God in humanity.
什么叫你们追求上帝的国呢？
What does it mean to seek after His kingdom?
什么叫你追求他的义呢？
What does it mean to go after His righteousness?
上帝的国就是上帝的治理。
The kingdom of God is the rule of God.
上帝的国就是上帝权柄所到之地。
It is where His power is.
上帝的子民就是因为顺从受神所管理的人。
The people who are obedient to the rule of God is His people.
主啊，我愿你的国降临。
O Lord, Thy kingdom come.
我愿你的国扩张。
Your kingdom be expanded.
上帝的国已经临到人间。
The kingdom of God is already upon us.
就是耶稣基督的福音。
By the gospel of Jesus Christ,
基督的死与复活
，By His death and resurrection,
使你被拨回归向上帝
，That we have been captured back to God,
顺从神的命令
，And be obedient to His command,
顺从耶稣基督
，And be obedient to Jesus Christ,
蒙他的宝血所洗净
，And His precious blood
cleansed, 顺从圣灵引导的人。
Those who are obedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
都是上帝的国民。
All these are people in His kingdom.
这些的人数越增加的时候
，When these people increase in numbers,
就是上帝的国扩张的意思。
This is what they mean by the expansion of the kingdom of God.
谁可以看见上帝的国扩张？
Who can see the expansion of His kingdom?
就那些努力传福音的人。
Only those who preach the gospel.
所以我们追求上帝的国和他的义。
So seek after His kingdom and His righteousness.
这样你就没有办法做一个懒惰不传福音的人。
And then you would not be a lazy person who would not preach the gospel.
真正渴慕上帝的国来到吗？
Do you really thirst after the coming of His kingdom?
耶稣说这个福音要传到万族那里去，末后的日子就来到了。
Jesus Christ said, when this gospel is spread to all people, the end will come.
真正求上帝的国扩张吗？
Do you truly seek after the expansion of His kingdom?
亲身投入有份于传福音的工作。
If you do, you will partake in the spreading of the gospel.
一个人说，主啊，我盼望你来，我愿你的国扩度临到这个世界，却不愿意传福音。这个人是个假冒伪善的人。
A person is a hypocrite if he says, "Oh Lord, Your kingdom come, but I'm not willing to spread Your gospel."
你坐 taxi 的时候，你有没有可能对司机讲几句耶稣福音的事情？
When you are riding in a cab, would you tell the cab driver a few things about Jesus Christ?
今天你去买东西的时候，有没有可能跟一两张的单张告诉他们耶稣对他们的爱？
When you go buy something, is it possible for you to give a check to proclaim the love of Jesus Christ?
今天你教书。你上课你做生意的时候有没有可能对人讲几句上帝的道和福音的内容？
When you teach, when you attend a lesson, when you do your business, is it possible to share about the contents of the life of Jesus?
主啊，我追求你的国。
You say, Oh Lord, I seek after your kingdom.
主啊，我愿你的国来临。
Oh Lord, I may your kingdom come.
主啊，我愿你的国度扩张。
May your kingdom be expanded.
真的吗？
Is this true?
现在太多人盼望我的境界扩张， 亚比斯的祷告已经超越了追求神国神的意义的人的祷告。
Many people seek after the expansion of their own kingdom, like the prayer of Jabez.
耶稣基督没有教导我们祷告需要亚比斯。
Jesus Christ never taught us to pray like Jabez.
亚比斯的祷告是一个以自我为中心的祷告。
The prayer of Jabez is self-centered.
上帝虽然听了他的祷告。
Although God heard his prayer,
不等于他的祷告是基督徒祷告的榜样。
It does not mean that that is a formula for us to pray.
当门徒问耶稣我们要怎么祷告的时候。
When the disciples asked Jesus, how should we pray?
主没有说你们要像亚比斯那样祷告。
Jesus didn't say pray like Jabez.
主耶稣教导的祷告。
The prayer that Jesus Christ taught.
以神的国、神的名、神的旨意、神的权柄、神的荣耀。位于中心的
It is focused on the kingdom of God, His glory, His will.
你们先求他的国同他的义。
You are to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
你们需要的，他就加给你们了。
And all that you need will be added unto you.
不是赐给你们
，not given to you，
是加给你们
，but added to you，
比你所需要的更多的给你
，more than what you need，
而且是自动的。
And it's automatic.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
所以我们渴慕什么呢
So what do we seek after?
主啊我渴慕你
Oh Lord I long after you.
我们渴慕什么呢
What do we long after?
主啊我渴慕你的真理你的心意
Oh Lord I long after your truth and your will.
第三点我们渴慕什么呢
And the thirdly what do we
long after? 我们渴慕主的国主的国的扩展
We long after his kingdom and the expansion of his kingdom.
第四点我们渴慕什么呢
The fourth thing we long after.
我们渴慕主的义主的本性在地上的彰显
We long after the expansion of His righteousness and His attributes.
一个渴慕主的国扩张的人
，a person that wants His kingdom to expand，
一定在传福音上有份
，will partake in evangelism.
一个追求主的义的人
，a person that seeks after the righteousness of God，
一定把自己的肢体、身体奉献，让圣灵在他身上结果子有份。
Will give of his life that the Holy Spirit may bear fruit in his life.
上帝的圣洁，上帝的良善
The holiness and goodness of God.
上帝的公义，上帝的慈爱
His righteousness and his love.
上帝一切的美德
All good things about God.
透过我的生命流露出来的时候
When it is shown through my body.
这就是神的义的彰显
This is the expansion of his righteousness.
我们要结满仁义的果子
We want to have the fruit of righteousness.
彰显上帝的义
To manifest his righteousness.
你们要把你们的肢体献上成为义的器皿。
We are to give of our body as living sacrifice as vessels of righteousness.
这些都是圣经很清楚的教训。
These are clear teachings from the Bible.
我从小听见牧师常说，我们追求上帝的国、上帝的义，要追求上帝的国、上帝的义，从来没有听见好好的解释。
I've often heard pastors saying that we need to seek after God's kingdom and righteousness, but they never explain
how. 什么叫做追求上帝的义
What does it mean to seek after
His righteousness? 什么叫做追求上帝的国呢
Or His kingdom?
什么叫做你要先求上帝的国、上帝的义
What does it mean to seek first His kingdom?
你要把生命中间这些事当作优先
It means that we have to put this as a first priority.
把自己的需要当作次要的不是优先
and treat our own personal needs as secondary
说你的国优先
Oh Lord, your kingdom is first
福音的工作优先
The work of the gospel is first
我的需要不是优先
My needs are not first
我的生活不是优先
My life is not first
今天我做传道的
As a preacher today
我到底是靠传道来吃饭呢
Do I have a living hood because of preaching
或者是吃了饭才能好好传道呢
Or do I have filled my stomach first before I preach
到底为什么会在这个世界上
What is the purpose of my life?
传道是我的正业我需要吃饭是为了必须不得不要吃饭
Preaching is my first priority and I need to eat because it's a secondary need
如果我看重我的吃饭我的生活的享受过于传道我是得罪上帝的人
But if I place emphasis in my life more than the preaching I have sinned against God
为了使我可以继续不断传道我需要食物所以呢这些吃东西的事情是次要的那是重要的
I eat because it will enable me to preach further.
这样我才是一个求上帝国的人。
Then indeed I seek after His kingdom.
那什么叫做求上帝的义呢
？What about His righteousness?
就是我传上帝的真理，传上帝的本性的时候。
That is when I preach about His truth and His nature.
自己有没有让上帝的本性在我心中做王呢
？Am I a person that has God in my life as king?
保罗说要把你的肢体献上，做义的工具。
The Apostle Paul says we are to give of ourselves as the tool for righteousness.
我的一切奉献给你。
My eyes ought to be given to you.
我的耳奉献给你。
My ears ought to be offered to you.
我的口奉献给你。
My mouth ought to be offered to you.
我的思想奉献给你。
My thoughts are for you.
愿你的意充满我的头脑。
May your righteousness fill my mind.
愿你的意管理我的眼睛。
May your righteousness rule after my eyes.
愿你的意引导我的耳朵。
May your righteousness guide my listening.
愿你的意又是我的口。
May your righteousness restrain my mouth.
我的身体、我的肢体都成为意的器皿的时候，这个人就是追求上帝的意的。
A person whose entire body is used by God seeks after His righteousness.
我们对生物如饥如渴的盼望。
We long after food.
没有吃好像会死一样。
As if we would die without food.
我们是不是饥渴莫义？没有上帝的意，我们活不下去。
But do we long after the righteousness of God as if we would die without it?
我有一个亲戚啊。
I have a relative.
他们一定要准时吃饭。
Who has to eat punctually?
因为他从小养成习惯，一定每天都准时吃饭。
That is his habit since young.
因为我问他说，如果不准时吃饭，有怎么样的危害呢？
And I ask him, what is the damage if you do not eat on time?
一定会胃病的。
He says, surely I'll get gastric.
我说我常常不准时，为什么我没胃病？
I said, well, I always don't eat on time.
他回答还没有，你等着就会胃病的。
He said that you will get gastric pain sooner or later.
好像他一定盼望我不久有胃病，证明他的理论是对的。
As if he wanted to prove that he was right.
后来我认识他，认识了30多年，我常常因为讲到时间不同，没有办法准时吃饭，到现在没胃病啊。
I've known him for decades, and I've often not eat on time because of preaching.
所以我每次在对他说，我没有准时吃饭，我没有胃病啊。
So I often tell him that I don't have.
他说你不懂，不久你就会胃病的。
He said, "Well, you just wait a little bit longer."
我说我已经等了很久很久都没有胃病。他说，但是不久就会胃病。
I said, "I waited a long time," and he said, "Well, a little bit more."
我没有办法跟他辩论，因为他呢传道不会，口才很多。
And this person is very articulate.
不但如此。
Not only that.
我问他说，如果你迟一个钟头吃饭会怎么样
？I ask him, "What happens if you are late by 1 hour in your meal?"
我曾经年轻的时候迟一两个钟头吃饭，就头昏的半死。
He said that when I was young, once I missed my meal by an hour, I was dizzy.
所以他对他的子孙说，不要迟吃饭，会头昏的。
So he told his descendants that you have to eat on time or you will be dizzy.
他的家就在这种教育中间长大起来。
And that is the way he brought up.
我没有办法。
I couldn't do anything.
有时候六点就聚会了。
Sometimes the gathering is at 6.
那么早的地方还没有预备给我吃的东西。
And sometimes the dinner is not prepared.
年轻的时候解答问题到3:30才结束。
When I was young, I did question and answer to 11:30.
我才吃饭。
And eat at midnight.
所以又吃早两个钟头吃饭。
Sometimes 2 hours earlier.
有时候15-16个钟头还没吃饭。
Sometimes 5 to 6 hours later.
有时候讲完道也太累，也忘记没吃饭就睡觉了。
Sometimes I forget to eat and I slept.
第二天早上起来才知道，好像昨天没有吃啊。
On the second day, I kept wondering whether I've taken my food.
上帝就这样保守我。
But the Lord preserved me.
所以我相信，不但我的听众很听话，连我的胃也很听话。
I think that my audience and my stomach is as obedient to me.
所以必要的时候他会给你多胃酸，不必要他就不出胃酸。
And it will work according to the time.
神就降临，我不是说你要学我。
I'm not saying that you should imitate this.
但我告诉你，
But let me tell you
如果我们对身体的食物如饥如渴的科目，我们对上帝的国、上帝的义，是不是同样的科目？
Though we seek after and long after the kingdom and righteousness of God, the way we seek after food.
如果你得罪人，晚上还会好睡。
If you can sleep well after your sin against
another person. 如果你常常故意欠债不还，你还良心平安。
If you have a clear conscience, although you owe people a lot of money.
如果你随便讲话得罪人，没有自己责备自己。
If you sin against others without rebuking yourself.
那就证明你不是一个追求上帝义的。
It simply proves that you are not a person that seeks after God's righteousness.
有上帝的意在你心中的人，
a person with God's righteousness in his heart.
你不但自己犯罪，痛苦得不得了。
Will rebuild yourself when you sin yourself.
你会像罗德一样，看见所多玛、俄摩拉的人天天犯罪，他就一心天天上供。
Like Lot, when he see the sinners in Sodom and Gomorrah, he saddened himself.
今天我们有这样的爱慕吗？
Do we have such longing today?
主，我爱慕你的国。
Oh Lord, I long after your kingdom.
我等候你的国降临。
I await for your coming.
我盼望你的国被扩张出去。
I pray that your kingdom be expanded.
你的百姓增加。
That your people will increase in number.
你的子民增加。
That there will be more of your people.
万国万族万方万民的人都归向你。
That people of all nations will come to you.
你渴慕上帝的国吗？
Do you seek after God's kingdom?
你靠上帝的义吗？
Or His righteousness?
你愿意神的圣洁在你身上？
Are you willing that His holiness be upon you?
神的良善在你身上？
That His goodness be manifested to you?
神的慈爱在你身上？
That His compassion is upon you?
神的公义在你身上？
His justice is upon you?
惠及及人。
That others may enjoy the same benefits.
让别人看见你的义所结的果子，也归向上帝的义。
Let them go back to the righteousness of God because of what they can see in you.
这样，别人因你而成为义。
And they will become righteousness because of
you. 如同发光的星一样。
You will become like a shining star.
使多人归义的人。
A person that leads others to righteousness.
发光如星。
Will shine like the morning star.
照到正午的时候。
And shine upon the righteous.
星照到正午什么意思呢？
What does it mean for the star to shine until?
与太阳比赛的意思。
To be as shining as the sun.
与太阳一同发光的意思。
To shine together like a sun.
谁是公义的太阳？
Who is the righteous sun?
是耶稣基督。
It is Jesus Christ.
当太阳上升的时候，星光还有价值吗？
When the sun shines, is there meaning for the morning star?
上帝说还有价值。
The Bible says yes.
照到日午。
That you will shine until noon.
你烈日当空的太阳一同发光。
And shine together with the noonday sun.
今天世界行义的人太少了。
There are too little righteous persons in the world.
相信义的人太少了。
Too few people who manifest righteousness.
义的果子的人太少了。
Too few people with fruits of righteousness.
令人归义的人更少。
Even fewer people that lead others to righteousness.
如果基督徒不渴慕成为一个这样的义人。
If the Christian do not long to become a person like that.
世界还有什么盼望？
What sort of hope is there left for the world?
所以我们说主啊，我渴慕你。
So when we say to the Lord, O Lord, I long after you.
主啊，我渴慕你的真理。
O Lord, I long after your truth.
主啊，我渴慕你的国。
O Lord, I long after your kingdom.
主啊，我渴慕你的义。
O Lord, I long after your righteousness.
不止一万够不够呢？
Is this enough?
不够。
No.
保罗说你要渴慕恩赐。
The Apostle Paul says we ought to long after gifts.
渴慕恩赐什么意思呢？
What does it mean to long after
talents? 上帝各样的恩赐，我们都盼望神赐给我们。
We want all sorts of talents from the Lord.
很可惜，灵恩派只叫人渴慕讲方言的恩赐。
Unhappily, the charismatic place emphasis only on the gift of the tongue.
动机不过为了叫人证明他们已经有圣灵。
The motive is to prove that they have the Holy Spirit.
这离开圣经的原则多远，是很可惜、很可惜的事情。
This is regretful because it departed from the principle of the Bible.
你们要渴慕各样的恩赐。
You are to thirst after all sorts of gifts.
你能像先知一样讲上帝的话吗？
Can you preach like the prophets?
你能有智慧的办法，知道怎么讲知识的原理、智慧的原理吗？
Do you have wisdom to speak the words of wisdom?
你能不能帮助人？
Can you help others?
有治理教会的恩赐。
Do you have the gift to rule the church?
医治病人的恩赐。
The gift to heal.
有这个爱心的恩赐。
The gift of love.
你们要羡慕更大的恩赐。
Seek after greater gifts.
如今我把最大的恩赐的奥秘的事情告诉你。
Now I tell you the mystery of the greatest gift.
你要渴慕爱。
You are to seek after love.
成为一个爱人的人。
Be a person that loves others.
还记得1969年
I remember in 1969,
我在瑞士研究布道学的时候
When I was studying in Switzerland,
其中一个讲师就是世界展望会的创办人
There was a speaker that was a founder of a Christian movement.
Dr. Bob Peace.
Dr. Bob Peace.
他说 I tell you truly, what makes a man great is not his intellectuality.
他说一个人伟大不是因为他很有智慧
But his compassion
是因为他很有爱心
When you have the compassion You can be a great person in the world
当你有怜悯的心你就可以成为世上伟大的人
耶稣基督在圣经里面记载十次他动了慈心他怜悯他们这是我们的主最伟大的地方
The Bible recorded 10 times that Jesus became compassionate.
Compassion 从这个拉丁文两个字配合起来。
Compassion is a formation of two Latin words.
一个是 patio.
One is patio.
就是感情。
That is emotion.
激情。
The emotion.
热情。
The fervency.
另外一个是 com.
The other one is com.
同样的感情。
It means the same emotion.
当别人欢喜的时候你跟他一同欢喜。
Do you rejoice with others?
当人别人悲哀的时候，你与他一同悲哀吗
？Do you mourn with others?
当别人失望的时候，你感受到他们的痛苦。
Do you have empathy when people get disappointed?
当别人在痛苦中间，你感觉到好像在自己身上的感受。
Can you feel the same sense of suffering with others?
我永远不会忘记。
I can never forget.
Bob Pierce 讲这句话。
That Bob Pierce said this.
What makes a man great is his compassion.
一个人伟大的地方就在于他有怜悯的心。
他说那个时候，他说我已经兴起了$50 million的钱，帮助世界上许多穷人。
He said that I have already raised $50 million for the poor of the world.
那是1969年。
That is in 1969.
现在 Bob Pierce 已经死了。
Bob Pierce has died.
世界展望会继续发展。
But his organization carried on.
成为许多穷人的盼望。
And it becomes a hope for many poor people.
许多孤儿的盼望。
The hope for orphans.
许多在患难中间的盼望。
The hope for people who are in the midst of suffering.
就是从创办人一句话 ，compassion.
It comes from the founder, compassion.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们应当以主的心为心。
We need to have the heart of Jesus Christ.
应当渴慕主的义。
We need to long after His righteousness.
渴慕各样的恩赐。
And long after all His gifts.
请你注意，恩赐不是为自己。
Take note of this, the gifts are not meant for yourself.
注意这个总原则。
This is an important principle.
恩赐是为服侍别人的。
Gifts are meant for serving others.
恩赐是为建立别人的。
Gifts are meant to build up others.
恩赐是为了建造上帝的家，圣殿。
Gifts are meant to build up the house of God.
羡慕恩赐。
If you desire gifts,
许多工作的恩赐。
You need to desire gifts of work.
许多服侍别人的恩赐以后。
The gifts of that serve others.
你要求那更大的恩赐
but seek the greatest gift among them all.
爱充满
that you will have the gift of love.
给你做一个有良心、有同情、有 compassion 的人
that you will be a person with compassion and empathy.
你看见穷人的时候
when you look at a poor person,
你什么感受
what sort of feelings do you
have? 你看见人在疾病中间
when you look at a sick person,
你什么感受
what is your feeling?
你看见人被欺压的时候
when you see somebody being oppressed,
你什么感受
what sort of feelings do you have?
你同情吗
Do you have empathy?
你怜悯他们。
Do you have compassion?
圣经说
The Bible says,
凡不怜悯的人，上帝也不怜悯他。
God will not have compassion on those who do not have compassion.
塞住耳朵，不听穷人的声音的人。
He will close up his ears. A person who does not hear the poor.
上帝也不听这个人的祷告。
God will not listen to the prayers of such persons as well.
为什么今天许多神学院毕业的人？没有成为上帝特别重用的人呢
Why did God not use many graduates of seminaries?
因为他们从起初就是盼望学会头脑的一套他们不是学会心灵怎样被主火热起来怜悯别人
Because in the first place they only want hate knowledge without the fervency in their heart to serve others
神学院制造了许多很会背书很会读书专搞功课找分数的人
Seminaries have produced many people who can study very well and score well in examinations.
一个人在神学院读了四年
After 4 years in the seminary,
后来养成了从早到晚不是上课就是拿书不是进图书馆就是写 paper 这样的人会做什么传道人
A person would have had a habit of being very academic. Can he be a good preacher?
耶鲁大学你在那里上课考试修完博士学位以后他不发博士学位给你
After you finish your PhD from Yale University, you will not get your degree immediately.
他给你什么条件呢
Do you know what they require from you?
进入社会。
They want you to enter into the society.
做两年。
To work for 2 years.
让别人再推荐你。
That you may be recommended by others.
两年有从头申请这个学位，我们看才给你。
And then your degree will be given to you upon recommendation.
今天有很多的神学院。
Many seminaries today.
快快把学位给他的学生，免得输给。别的学校的速度
would quickly grant a theological degree so that they will always be ahead.
今天很多的宗派
many denominations
很怕自己宗派的牧师学位输给别的宗派，尽量早早发博士学位
would often want their own pastors to have a PhD that they may be ahead of others.
前几天在台湾有几个最高神学院的学生参加我的解经大会
A few weeks ago, there are important graduates of seminaries in Taiwan that participated in my meeting.
希伯来书最后一堂
I talked, there was a last session on the expository teaching of Hebrews.
唐牧师我们很受感动
He came and said, Dr. Tong, we have been deeply moved.
我们在所有的解经书里面看到的没有你所给我们的信息
We cannot find the same message in commentaries that we have read.
读了所有神学的著作，没有你给我们的感动。
We have studied so much in the seminaries, but we have never been moved.
我们很怕我们读完了以后变成那一种传道人。
We are afraid that we will become cold, unfeeling preachers.
我们怎么样成为你这种传道人？
How can we be like you, they ask.
我说你要祷告。
I say you have to pray.
不是让理性充满知识。
That your reason will not just be filled with knowledge.
心充满罪人的同情。
But your heart will have compassion for the sinners.
你意志充满神旨意的顺从。
That your will will become obedient to the will of God.
当你传信息的时候。
Then when you preach the message,
你不是把冷冰冰的知识丢给听众。
You are not just discarding very cold information.
你把最温暖、最温情、最真正爱罪人的心的火燃烧在他们心里。
But you will burn them out with the heart that truly loves sinners.
然后你心里的意志一定把他们带回神旨意引导的方向那里。
And you want to bring them back under the guidance of the will of God.
让你的话有信息。
That there is message in your words,
不是有知识
not just knowledge.
信息跟知识不同在哪里？
What is the difference between the message and knowledge?
信息有即时性。
A message is timely.
信息有个别性。
It is a unique and individualistic.
信息有责任性。
It has a responsibility.
信息有时代性。
It is speaking to the time.
信息有一定要去做的这个冲力在里面。
There is a motive and inspiration to do something.
求主怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
主啊，我渴慕。
O Lord, I long.
我渴慕你给我的恩赐。
I long after the gifts you have.
更渴慕你给我的爱，你给我的灵活，给我真正的能力。
And I long after more your love, your spiritual fire and the power from you.
你说这个够了吗？
Are this enough?
不够。
No.
你还要羡慕善功。
You need to admire and long after good works.
我们渴慕什么呢？
What do we long after?
渴慕有份于上帝的工作。
We want to long after a part in God's work.
有一次我在苏拉巴亚开布道会。
Once I was preaching at Surabaya.
那时候我才26岁。
I was 26.
将近1000人来听。
There was 1000 people there.
我上帝的灵大的工作，我一年18天布道会。
The Spirit of God worked mightily and I preached for 18 consecutive days.
创造到救赎到启示到基督再来道理全部讲清楚18天。
In 18 days I could speak from creation all the way to the final redemption.
我们印了一张的决志书。
And we had a dedication form.
我要奉献做主的修工作。
That says I want to give my life to Sunday school.
奉献做布道个人布道工作。
Or to one-to-one evangelism.
奉献做诗班团员。
I want to be a choir member.
我要奉献做基督教教育工作者。
I want to be a Christian educationist.
我要奉献做医生。
I want to be a doctor.
我要奉献做护士。
I want to be a nurse.
我要奉献奉献奉献一大堆。
All sorts of different dedications.
我要奉献做传道。
I want to be a preacher.
那么他们就填了。
And they were to form the field of
faith. 奉献就填他们神的引导在哪里。
And people fill in what they believe God is guiding them.
别人问一个问题，我吓了一跳。
And a person asked an astonishing question.
他说：“唐牧师，你列出这么多奉献的条例，没有？为什么没有一条我愿意奉献做教会的执事？”
Dr. Tong, why didn't you put there that I want to give of myself to be a deacon in church?
我才醒过来。
Then I was awakened.
做传道可以奉献，做执事怎么不可以奉献？
Can't we give of ourselves to be a deacon?
如果一个人到执事问我奉献自己做执事，可以不可以啊？
Can a person go to the deacon court and say that I offer myself to be a deacon?
这是要选的啦，你自己现在自毛遂自荐不可以的。
They will say that well, you cannot offer yourself; you have to be elected.
真的不可以吗？
Is this true?
传道是不是要选出来的？
Are preachers elected?
传道也是选出来的。
They have been elected too.
哪里传道人一进教，我要做传道，就让他传道。
You don't just simply declare that you'll be a preacher.
你一定要选的嘛。
People will
say, 为什么不可以奉献做这事？
So why can't you offer yourself to be a deacon?
后来我的观念就因为那个问题慢慢改变了。
And my thinking changed because of that.
后来我找到圣经。
And I look into the Bible.
你们羡慕做善工。
You need to long after good works.
如果你盼望做长老，
if you want to be an elder,
come on, 做长老。
I long to be an elder. Can you do that?
可以。
Yes, you can.
我 come on, 做执事可以不可以？
I long to be a deacon.
可以。
Yes.
我 come on, 做主日学校长可以不可以？
I long to be the principal of the Sunday school.
你可以 come on, 但人不一定选就是。
You can long after, but people may not elect you.
但你 come on, 我很盼望。做主日学老师。
I hope to be a Sunday school teacher.
我盼望做教会的执事。
I want to be a deacon.
没有错，你先奉献吧。
First,
你先盼望吧。
First, you love.
你有这样的资格，有一天神会叫人选你做执事。
When you are qualified, the Lord will raise people to elect you.
我们要盼望，渴慕做圣工。
So we need to desire to do good works.
其实这些的正当的科目
，all this correct form of longing，
以后就变成我们祷告的内容了。
Will become the contents of our prayer。
你科目什么
？What do you seek after？
你就求什么。
You will pray for it.
你祷告什么
？Whatever you pray for，
就是你心愿真正诚实的表达。
It is an expression of the honest desires in your heart.
我把这个讲了以后
，After I finish this，
等于今天对你说，你应当追求什么
？It is as if I'm telling you what to seek after.
科目做圣工
，seek after God's work，
没有错的。
Nothing is wrong with that.
愿意做这事没有错的。
It is not wrong to be willing to be a deacon.
做这事是很麻烦的。
It's troublesome to be a deacon.
做这事是又没有薪水的。
And you're not paid.
问题是有一些人要做这事，因为比较有体面就是了。
But many people want the title because it's a good
for their reputation. 比较有高人一等的荣耀。
That there is a glory attached to it.
今天早上
，This morning，
我的教会说
，I said in my own church，
当天使长
，When the archangel，
上帝宣布说你是撒旦的时候
，When God declared him to be Satan，
他还是天使长
，He was still an archangel，
天使长的职分。
And he had the office of
天使长的功能
，and his function
有天使长的能力
，and his power。
但是他已经是撒旦了
，but he has become Satan。
有神看见他的内心是抵挡上帝。
The Lord can see that he opposed him in his heart。
他说：“我说
，and then I say，
你们做这事的不要骄傲。
Those of you who are deacons do not be arrogant。
如果你做这事
，if you are deacons，
不是顺服圣灵，而是拦阻上帝的工作，你一面做这事，你是撒旦。”
You are like a Satan if as you become a deacon, you still oppose God in
your heart. 我站在台上
In the same manner, in the pulpit.
我是抵挡上帝的工作的，我名字传道，我是撒旦。
If I do things that opposes the work of God as a preacher, I am actually a Satan.
撒旦的意思就是抵挡者的意思。
The word Satan means the opposer of God.
所以你今天不要，我盼望做这事，我盼望做，你不要单单徒虚其名。
Do not just long after the title of a deacon or elder.
你不要贪图虚名
，or seek after all this false glory.
求真正的实质
，but seek after the true thing.
有传道的人
，a preacher.
有与你的身份相符的真正的事实
，should have the reality that fit the title of preachership.
做这事的人
，as a deacon.
有你所得到的这份相称的属灵的生活。
You should have a spiritual life that's consistent with that office.
这样，你的追求才是对的。
Then this longing would have been correct.
够了吗
？Is this enough?
还不够。
Not yet.
上帝说
，The Lord said,
你要求我的面与我的能力。
You need to seek after my face and my power.
哦，这是人的科目中间非常尊贵的一件事情。
This is an honorable seeking.
主啊，我渴慕见你的面。
Oh Lord, I long to see your face.
我要常常看你的面。
I want to see your face constantly.
我才知道你的心对我是想什么。
That I may understand what you are thinking about in your heart.
面的光照耀我，要我知道什么。
What is the glory of your countenance telling me?
一个好的孩子
，a good child，
很懂得看爸爸的面色
，would be able to understand the body language of the
father。一个好的孩子
，a good child，
看父亲的面色，他知道他应当怎样迁就父母
，would be able to understand what his father is thinking about。
一个好的基督徒也是如此
，same for a good Christian。
你知道不知道你天上的父亲怎样看你吗？
Do you know what your heavenly father is thinking about？
正在点点头说。你做得不错。
Is he nodding his head, saying that you are quite all right?
或者他大摇其头，你说我没有看到啊。
Or is he shaking his head, and then you say, well, I cannot see that.
耶和华说
，The Lord God says,
你寻求我的面
，seek after my face.
不但如此
，not only that,
你寻求我的能力
，you are to seek after my power.
我二十几岁的时候
，when I was in my twenties,
我说主啊，帮助我。
I say, oh Lord, help me.
使我做一个没有能力、不敢上台的。
That I will be a preacher who will not go up to preach without power.
我求你帮助我。
I ask that you help me.
给我每讲你的话的时候，你的能力就跟我所传的话一同出去。
That every time I preach your word, your power will accompany the preaching.
因为你圣经说你的话是没有一句不带能力的。
The Bible says that not a single word is without power.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
如果一个人发命令，下面的人哈哈笑，你看像什么样子
？If a person give a command and everybody laughs。
孙膑被试用的时候
，When 孙膑 was made use of，
他说：“把你宫女都叫出来。
”He said, "Ask the palace women to come forward."
王说：“好。
The emperor said,
去把他最爱最穷的宫女都带来，让他训练怎么操兵。
The emperor brought all his concubines and all the maidens out.
孙膑就说，我现在做你们的总司令。
And Sun Bin said, I will be now your general.
我叫你们走，你就走。
You will listen to my command.
叫你们停就停。
I will ask you to stop and
叫你们转你就转。
You will turn on my command.
现在当作你们是军队来训练。
You are all like soldiers.
那些宫女就站得乱站一场。
And all the servant palace maidens just move anyhow.
排得歪歪的。
And they were just haphazard.
心里想，万一把我们当作戏来演了。
They think that it is all a big joke.
我们都是皇帝最爱的宫女啊。
We are all concubines and beloved maidens.
我们就乱排一场。
So they just move any way they want.
孙膑说站好。
孙膑 says stand up properly.
有的不要站好。
And they did not obey.
有的走得歪歪的。
And they just move any way they want.
他一本正经板起脸。
And immediately he had a very stern face.
皇帝，这是操兵，这是训练，你把权威给我，好不好？
He said to the emperor, give me the authority over all these people.
皇帝说好。
The emperor said, fine.
讲完了以后呢
？After that,
他就把两个皇帝最穷的宫女把他叫出来砍头。
He summoned the two most beloved concubines and he executed them.
是斩。
He said, take off their heads.
他们说斩，开玩笑的，我是皇帝最爱的，怎么会斩
？They said that we are most beloved of the emperor.
他说。令一切就不可收回，干！两个头就落地。
I have spoken, and the two were beheaded.
落地完了以后呢
？After that,
其他人吓死了。
Everybody was petrified.
下一分钟我头在哪里、啊、
？They don't know whether they will be beheaded.
孙膑回来
，and Sun Bin came back.
站直
！I said, attention.
比正规军更直。
Better than the soldiers.
排队就排了。
And they were all obeying.
为什么呢
？Why?
不可开玩笑。
It is no joking matter.
今天的教会
，The church today
讲境界的话，下面开玩笑。
When we give words of warning, people laugh.
安慰的话，下面不得安慰。
When we give words of comfort, people are not comforted.
讲教训的话，下面不受用。
When we rebuke, people are not teachable.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为讲道的人把上帝的真理当作开玩笑，那听到的人。也把上帝的真理在看。
The preacher has not placed proper emphasis on the word of God, so the listeners will do the same.
上帝说。你要求我的面，你要寻求我的能力。
The Lord said that we are to seek His face and His power.
我们今天渴慕什么
？What do we long after today？
我们要渴慕神为我们定的，为我们所讲的这些的话语。
We want to long after the will of God and His word.
最后一样
，Lastly，
我们要渴慕做圣工。
We want to long to do God's
work. 我盼望我在地上做了很多的工作。
Oh Lord, I long to do many things on earth.
其中最重要是做成你的工作。
Most important task would be to accomplish your task.
有些人快要失忆，现在发现应当做的事他都还没有做，他做的一大堆不应该做的事，现在他要死了。
Before many people die, they will discover that the things they ought to do, they did not do, and they did many things they ought not to do.
让我们效法耶稣基督。
Let us be like Jesus Christ.
我的手。
My food
就是遵行天父的旨意，做成他的工。
Is to be obedient to the will of God and to finish His work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
请问你做上帝的工多少
？My question is how much have you accomplished for God？
你做你自己的工太多了。
You have done many things for yourself.
你做你老板的工太多了。
You have done many things for your boss.
你做上帝的工多少
？How much have you done for your God？
主啊，给我渴慕。
Oh Lord, give me this
love. 渴慕可以做你的工。
To long to do your work.
渴慕有份你的工。
To long to partake in your ministry.
渴慕让别人因为我做你的工归向你。
To long that other people may come to you because I did it.
你愿意不愿意
？Are you willing?
最后一点。
The last point.
你要渴慕什么呢
？What do you need to long for?
渴慕基督的再来。
You need to long for the coming of
Jesus. 主啊，我愿意来。
Oh Lord, I am willing that you come.
主啊，我渴慕你来。
I seek after you to come.
有许多人渴慕主来，因为他什么都做失败，耶稣快快来就结束他的失败。
Many people long for the coming of Jesus Christ because we have been a failure all our life.
不是的
，This is not.
渴慕主来。
When you long for the coming of
Jesus, 正像一个读书读的完全预备考试的人，不怕考题发出来，考试的那一场的钟响的时候，你进到考场，因为你已经预备好。
It is like a student who is well prepared for an examination, longing for the exam to come.
主啊，你来吧。
Oh Lord, come.
我等候你来。
I wait for you.
你如真正等候主来。
If you truly wait for him.
真正看我主来。
You truly long for his coming.
那么你要做两件事。
There are two things you need to do. Firstly,
努力传福音。
You need to preach the gospel.
第二
，Secondly,
盼望他来的人
，Those who hope for his coming.
都竭尽自己过圣洁的生活，没有玷污。等他的来临
We'll wait for his coming by ensuring that they lead a holy life.
愿上帝赐福我们
May the Lord bless us all.
给我们做一个这样的人
That we will become such a person.
主啊，我渴慕
Oh Lord, I long for you.
我渴慕你
I long for you.
主啊，我渴慕渴慕你的真理
I long for your truth.
主啊，我渴慕你的国降临，你的国扩张
I long for your kingdom to come and the expansion of your kingdom.
主啊，我渴慕我在你义里面遵循，也推广给别人。
Oh Lord, I long to be in your righteousness and to spread it among others.
我渴慕你的恩赐，渴慕你的爱充满。
Oh Lord, I long after your gifts of love.
我渴慕我做成你的工作。
Oh Lord, I long to fulfill your task.
我渴慕你来。
Oh Lord, I long for your coming.
这样的心等候主的再来。
With such a heart and longing, we wait for him to come.
你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
你愿意吗
？Are you willing？
我们站起来吧。
Let us stand up to pray。
十字架。